welcome to FGMO Performance Talks, the podcast about trading performance for serious traders.
Most of her trades could hit that 1 to 2 or 1 to 3, and then she saw those trades reversing. At that point, she'd start to feel frustrated, but the false hope would still remain there. So she would stay in a trade hoping that it will come back. However, unfortunately, hoping is not a good strategy.
Not in trading.
And so at the end, it would hit that stop loss.
In 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Performance Talks. I'm Michael.
And my name is Nelly. We are FTMO coaches, and together we make Performance Talks, a podcast dedicated to everything around trading psychology. So welcome to today's episode. Michael, how are you doing?
I would say I'm doing fine. I'm quite busy with all my tasks, but I enjoy it, so something like that. What about you?
Yeah, pretty similar. I guess we are on the same boat. So you have a precise idea about my current days at this moment. So I'm fine, enjoying getting busy and yeah. But anything interesting lately in your sessions? Is there something what you could share with us?
There is always something interesting and worth to share.
Surely I can relate.
Okay, so, you know, most of the time we talk about how important it is to be able to follow your plan and to be patient, to wait for the setup. So one might think that this is the most important thing, which no doubt it is. Mm-hmm. However, I would like to share a story of one client of mine.
Yeah, go on, tell us.
So she's very disciplined and patient with her entries. She can wait for days for her perfect setup to come. So imagine that she's just able to wait long time for the setup.
Yeah, now I'm waiting. What is gonna be the story about? It seems like she's a perfect trader.
Yes, yes. And she's also able to execute with proper risk management. And now comes the tough part.
Yeah.
When the trade is open, she just can't let it run. She monitors the price moving, and with the first sign of reversal, she closes the trade, even though it's not in the profit target area, which I mean is really interesting, because usually when something like this is happening, then the trader is undisciplined in more areas of trading.
Well, would you say so? Because you know what I mean? I don't really think that traders would have to be undisciplined in more areas, to be fair.
But you know what I mean? Because this is the only thing we need to fix in this case. So I find that interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Well, I just wanted to make it clear to our listeners. You know.
Okay. So she's doing this. And she is very frustrated with that. Because most of the time, when she closes the trade earlier, she sees the TP to be hit without her. And then she is very frustrated by herself. And she's doubting her abilities as a trader.
Wow, I see. So she's repeating this over and over again, even though she's aware of it. And then she's basically connecting her self-worth to her trading results and doubts her abilities as a trader. Well, have you found out why is she closing those positions earlier? What is the reason of doing so in her case? Just thinking.
Yeah, when we were talking about it, she told me that she is afraid of losing money. So she better secure the floating profit, because one of her beliefs is that you need to book the profit to make money in trading.
Okay. And is she aware that she's actually losing money by doing so?
Oh, yeah, she is. And that's why she is so frustrated.
Yeah.
Because then she sees how much money she could have made on that trade if she would have been able to let it run to the TP. So when we discussed that in more detail, I told her, go through your past 20 trades and calculate the sum for trades that were closed earlier. And on the next session, she accomplished the task and she told me the number. It was $14,000.
No. Does this amount also, but does this amount also include the potential losses? Because don't tell me that within those past 20 trades, there were not any.
Of course there were. There would have been some losses if she would have let it run.
Yeah.
But with losses deducted, the net profit would be 14,000 more.
Still.
Yeah. So I told her that this number is actually the real cost for closing trades earlier.
Pretty expensive, huh?
It is. And that's the thing, because even though it might be a few hundred dollars per trade, with the time it compounds. So we usually get to bigger figures, and it's just the only single thing, letting the trades run.
Yeah, I see. I'm actually doing something similar with my clients. I also tell them to calculate this number, and then I tell them to write this number down on a sticky note and put it somewhere near to their screens. So the next time when they'd feel like closing that position earlier, it would remind them of potential consequences of their behavior.
That's quite nice. I like your method. And even though for everyone works something else, I think that this may be actually something worth trying for our listeners who struggle with similar issue, because it's not complicated. You just go through your past trade and you find out what would be your potential results if you would have let the trades run. And then as Nelly says, you put it on paper, and by doing this, you make the mental connection and you look at trades from a bigger perspective, because the human brain considers trades on trade by trade basis. So we tend to overlook the cumulative effect of one thing if it is done consistently.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely agree. Plus sometimes, especially in stressful situations, our emotions take over and we are not capable of seeing things objectively. Basically, the fear is stronger. That's just how we are wired. So the little paper may serve you as a reminder to stay calm while being under the pressure, fighting with that thought if you should close that position or not. So try to see everything in a bigger picture, as Michael said, and don't freak out if it will look like that trade is going against you for a few minutes. However, firstly, guys, yeah, this can be overemphasized, really. Please assure yourself that your strategy is really a profitable one, that you can really rely on it, and then you don't really have to overthink that.
That's nice advice. I think that you're hitting the nail. I think that we can also say that this helps to stick with the process and with the strategy more, because as you mentioned, when the trade is open, we usually don't think clearly from that point.
Yeah.
And we can start to think that this trade will be a loser or something. But if I look at the sticky note, I can look at it as a message from myself, and it's the reminder of my analysis I have made with calm head on my past trades. So then it's much easier to not fall into the impulsive behavior, which is in this case closing the profits early.
Well, I'm thinking now, yeah. Because if I think about it, there is another way how to leave the profits on the table. Do you also sometimes work with people who would be in the trade longer than they were supposed to?
Yep. It's not that often, but yeah. I have some cases.
Yeah, but basically the greed would take over and they would be like, well, this is not enough profit yet, and they'd maybe even move with their TP, so it cannot be hit. But unfortunately, at the end, the trade would reverse and they would lose what they could get if they wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, this is actually nothing exceptional.
Yeah.
Even though I would say that more popular is the topic accepting of the losses, but this issue is something that maybe we can call accepting the profit. In other words, take what the market offers to you or what is realistic and don't aim for something you think you should get. For example, if you had few losses on that day, you maybe want to make the money you've lost and earn something on top of that. So in the evening, you can proudly say that despite the first losses, you ended the day in positive.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't make any sense because the market doesn't care about what you've lost or how much money you need to pay your bills. It just does its own thing.
Yeah. It was just an episode ago when we talked about acceptance of losses. And here we go. We just get to acceptance of the profits, right?
Yeah.
You described it pretty well. And I actually remember one client who was fighting with it. And then we found out that she was just setting unrealistic targets for her trades. Because similarly, as you mentioned at the beginning, in your case, she was also disciplined in all areas. She was also waiting for the perfect entry, but then she'd be always expecting unrealistic outcomes.
Okay, and how she could know that the outcome is unrealistic? Or, I mean, have you found out why she thinks that?
Well, when she reviewed her trades, she found out that some of them would have 1-5 risk-reward ratio. So she decided to change it from 1-2 to 1-5. But that didn't really work out because the majority of the trades wouldn't hit the 1-5.
It makes sense, actually.
Yeah, and so basically what was happening, most of her trades would hit that 1-2 or 1-3, and then she saw those trades reversing. At that point, she'd start to feel frustrated, but the false hope would still remain there. Mm-hmm. So she would stay in a trade hoping that it will come back. However, unfortunately, hoping is not a good strategy.
Not in trading.
And so at the end, it would hit that stop loss, which would be often at the break even, at least. But still, if she would stick with 1-2, she would still make money, right?
So in this case, it seems to me like she derailed from her initial strategy. Have you asked her if she did the backtesting of her strategy with new parameters or something? Like, did she some research?
We found out she actually didn't backtested.
Oh.
She just reviewed her past few trades and found out that they would have hit 1-5 risk reward, and then she literally fell in love with that idea that it could work like this. And because the euphoria from bigger profits clouded her thinking at that moment, she wasn't seeing the bigger picture.
Oh, I guess that we can say that emotions took over in her decision making, which is interesting because when we are usually talking about emotional trading, we usually talk about impulsive behavior such as revenge trading or over leveraging, over risking. But as we can see here, the emotional decision can have also a long term duration.
Indeed, very well said, Michael. Emotional trading can have many forms. And leaving profits on the table can also lead to revenge trading because you already saw the money which you could make. And then again, you are trying to save the situation to get the money back and you'd start to chase the trades.
It makes sense because you literally see the equity of the account with floating profit. You have the money on the account, so the worst thing which can happen is that you create an emotional connection with the money, which are not yours.
Right?
In that moment, it's very difficult to watch the floating profit going away because you already count with the fact that that trade is going to be profitable, which is also connected with the one-sided expectations of the outcome of the trade.
And that's why the best solution to this is to stop it at the beginning. Because that emotional connection may present that trigger of revenge trading or over leveraging. Of course, the best would be not to leave any profits on a table.
That's
right?
The best case scenario.
But if you get yourself into such a situation, try to bring yourself awareness. You made a mistake and that is okay. Now just wait for another opportunity to come and stick with your plan next time.
Yeah, as you say, even if we try our best, we are humans in the end. Mm-hmm. So whenever the mistake happens and you get emotional because of it, don't try to fix that right away. I mean, I know that it could make you feel like, okay, I have done mistake, but then I have fixed that, so the mistake is not so bad in the end. But in trading environment, you are not the one who can decide mm-hmm. if your next trade will be the fix mm-hmm. for that mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another thing is that there may not be a good opportunity for that fixing trade.
Mm-hmm.
So the odds are heavily against you.
Totally agree. And I'd say we just have this feeling from our daily lives, right? Because mm-hmm. if you think about it, when you do a mistake in other areas of your life, then you can often fix it straight after. Or you can at least work towards fixing it. I mean, in work, school, relationships.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so in trading, we want to do the same. After a mistake, we want to repair it straight after. However, in trading, we cannot really choose when it's the right time to do so.
And that's the tough part.
Yeah.
In trading, most of the things are out of our control. And it's very difficult to accept this. I can say to myself, okay, I will try my best. And it may just not work out for me this time. But I would like to not end this episode with this message. Nelly, do you have something positive you would like to add on this topic?
Well, guys, it is normal that we all sometimes slip. But the key thing is not to let our emotions take over afterwards. We must bring that awareness into those moments, into our actions. Accept what happened. Just breathe and move on. You cannot change the past anyways, so don't let it influence your decisions.
Oh, nice. Makes total sense. So I would like to wish lots of pips to everyone listening us right now. And as always, trade safe.
This was FTMO Performance Talks. And for more, follow us on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, SoundCloud, and our YouTube channel.